In every show, there comes a song like this.
Silliness takes the stage at Dominican University's Forest Meadows Amphitheater as the Marin Shakespeare Company presents Monty Python's Spamalot. It's the company's first full musical production in 30 years. Lovingly ripped off from the Python's 1975 cult classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, it's the tale of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table on their quest to find the revered relic. Original Python member Eric Idle has taken the core of the screenplay and added songs with John Dupre, as well as bits of other Python business, to come up with a full-fledged Broadway musical. Needless to say, it doesn't hurt to be familiar with the comedy troupe's repertoire. King Arthur, played by Gerion Monroe, and his faithful servant Patsy, played by Brian Muner, are scouring the English countryside for men to join the court at Camelot. After gathering the likes of Robin, played by Philip Percy Williams, Lancelot, played by Ariel Zuckerman, Galahad, played by Michael MacDonald, and Bedivere, played by Nathan Townsend Levi, they're off on their quest. Their journey will take them to a castle oddly manned by French soldiers and through a very expensive forest. Along the way, they'll encounter the Lady of the Lake, played by Susan Zielinski, the Knights Who Say Nay, an argumentative black knight, a damsel in distress, played by Joseph Patrick O'Malley, and a killer rabbit, before their quest is somewhat completed. Python humor runs the gamut from socio-political satire to outrageous slapstick. Some of it holds up after 40-plus years, and some of it doesn't. Drag has always been a component of British humor, but the evolution of that performance style has made it as archaic as pie-throwing as a source of humor. Director Robert Currier, who along with music director Paul Smith and choreographer Rick Wallace consider themselves longtime fans of the comedy troupe, has gathered a game cast to execute the tomfoolery. Many of them essay several roles, with Monroe's Arthur at the center as more or less the show's straight man forced to deal with the silliness surrounding him. They're all good, with O'Malley doing yeoman's work in three very different roles: the historian, not dead Fred, and Prince Herbert. Zielinski is delightful as the Lady in the Lake and gets one of the show's best musical numbers with The Diva's Lament. The timing and choreography could be crisper in several scenes, and sound issues plagued the performance I attended. But if you're on a quest for laughs, seek out Spamalot. Monty Python's Spamalot runs through August the 25th in the Forest Meadows Amphitheater at Dominican University in San Rafael. Thursday through Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 4 p.m. For more information, go to marinshakespeare.org. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB. Let's touch this down with flame before we go insane.